One more time.
You're listening to DJ EJ's.
DJ EJ's.
DJ EJ's.
DJ EJ's Wheel of Steel. Only on KXUA.
KXUA.
KXUA 88.3 FM.
Fayetteville.
You may
y'all.
Remember the sound Peace. Of Eric Jensen's voice from his show, DJ EJ's Wheels of Steel. It once aired on KXUA. He has since partnered with the Smoke and Barrel Tavern to bring audiences a live version of the radio show. Last month, they brought disco, the sound of the New York underground. This month, they are presenting hip-hop history. The first of eight local DJs will begin with the earliest hip-hop, the classic Beats and Breaks. According to Eric, hip-hop was born in the early 1970s.
In the Bronx, the Boogie Down Bronx. And it started 1520 Sedgwick, which is the address of a housing project. And that's where DJ Kool Herc, who was actually born in Jamaica and moved to the United States with his parents as a teenager, started throwing parties in the common room. You could rent the room in the housing project. And he would throw parties there, and then in the summer he would throw them outside. And in the course of doing these parties, he would play all his favorite records. And he started to notice that at certain points in the record, the breakdown was when people would really start dancing. The vocals would drop out, and then we go down to the basic beat. And people would go wild and jump on the floor, and everybody would dance during that part. And so he thought, well, what if I could extend that breakdown, not just 30 seconds or 10 seconds, depending on the song, but extend it for minutes. And so he started choosing tracks and queuing up those parts of the record, fading in, fading out. He wasn't really a mixing DJ, but he would fade in and at those breaks and just go from one break to another. So the incredible Bongo Band, their song Apache was one of the four songs that he talks about doing this experiment with.
Some of the people that would go wild and dance were what became known as B-Boys, the guys that were doing moves associated with hip-hop.
Later to be called hip-hop. It wasn't even called hip-hop and at this time. It was called wild style or breakin'. I'm going to that breakin' party, or I'm going to that wild style party.
Kool Herc, the father of hip-hop, is also credited with the creation of MCs.
These guys that would stand by him, and they would be on the mic, get the crowd going, put your hands in the air, wave around like you just don't care. These are all very early, guys getting that was the MC's job, get the party going, keep everybody excited. And so that also developed out of Kool Herc's parties. I could keep going with African Bambaataa, who really brought eclecticism to hip-hop. He joined some of these record pools, which were actually grew out of the disco movement, which was going on at the same time, and down in Manhattan. And you join the record pool, you get access to these records and stake your claim and get those records. And Afrika Bambaataa, although not a disco DJ, but he did love disco, he joined these pools early on and got a hold of a lot of records, like Kraftwerk, which later influenced him doing Planet Rock, and which is the beginning of the electro-funk sound, a blending of hip-hop, German electronica, just all kinds of different styles together. And he would also, Afrika Bambaataa would play stuff like the B-52s, disco, world, all kinds of stuff. And this led to a lot of samples in hip-hop being from places you never associate with hip-hop. Like, you never expected them to be listening to that in the Bronx at that time. And that's all because Bambaataa brought that stuff with him. And then Grandmaster Flash brought the technical aspects of DJing to hip-hop. He unlike Cool Herc, he wanted to be able to continue these breaks on a beat and be able to fade in and fade out seamlessly and not notice that the song had changed, that the people would just keep dancing and suddenly realize after a few seconds, oh, this is a different song, but the beats were right on at the same tempo. And so he really worked at using his turntables.
He didn't actually have a mixer. Grandmaster Flash, being the technical whiz that he was, built his own crossfader and came up with his quick mix style.
Also, one of the first DJs to do body tricks where he'd turn around and spin behind his back and do all kinds of stuff while he was DJing.
Though those three men are credited with the creation of what is now known as hip-hop, the first rap record to be released was made by a female. In 1978, Sweet T, or Tanya, produced a track in her father's studio. It wasn't until the eve of the 80s that hip-hop really
I think very deeply.
First,
I think very deeply.
Really made it big.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will be able to speak.
The Run DMC label, as well as Run DMC, were born in and dominated the 1980s. Eric refers to this time period as the golden age of the MC, where rhyming isn't just a simple cadence, but an excelled vocal delivery style.
And an example of that is KRS-One, My Philosophy, where he makes a lot of references back to the original, because he, as a kid, he ran away from home, or he left home at age 14 and was living in homeless shelter in the Bronx. He was born in Brooklyn, went to the Bronx, and he was exposed to the early hip-hop. He was, I think at first he wasn't old enough to go to DJ Kool Herc's parties, but he would listen, you know, get as close as he could and listen to it. And so he makes reference to the Bronx and where it all started. And of course he also called his group Boogie Down Productions, which is a reference to the Boogie Down Bronx.
Sucker MC had a response. You think we care? I know that they are on the tip. My posse from the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly.
The late 80s and into the early 90s is when L.A. and the West Coast sound began to take over.
Dr. Dre, along with DJ Quick, Warren G., and some others, really originated the sound. And basically what it was, or what it is they took slower tempo funk songs and sampled them, and funk songs that were bass and synth sound heavy, and created this real smooth kind of rapping style, like Snoop Dogg, you know, he's total West Coast G-Funk style, and just a very smooth, laid-back kind of approach. And The Chronic is probably the, you know, if you could boil it down to one album that really made the sound explode and become dominant in the 90s, it was that album.
Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young Jesus.
Today, hip-hop has gone south. Eric says the style of this and last decade is known as Dirty South crunk-style hip-hop, being created by artists such as Outkast and Lil Wayne. For tonight's event at Smoke and Barrel, DJ EJ will be emceeing, but he won't be spinning. He'll be celebrating his birthday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice.